All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This is the Big E Sports Show
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Back with you, Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. If you are just joining us, we love our listeners. We want to hear from you at E Radio Sports. And you can go back and listen to Hour 1, podcastarena.com. Hanging out with me in studio is John Bellmer, my producer. His Twitter, at Third Coast Johnny, and it is a lot of exciting matchups today in the divisional round. The Bengals are on the road at the Titans and the 49ers and the Packers. Let's start, John, with the Bengals. What do you think is going to be key in this particular matchup? What is the key to the Bengals' success?
Well, the key to Bengals' success is Joe Burrow. Look, the Titans get Derrick Henry back, and they're at home. So there's going to be a lot of buzz for the Titans, but I just don't know what kind of impact Derrick Henry can have on the game from being out so long. I think the better quarterback here by far is Joe Burrow, and I think that is going to make all the difference in this game.
Well, this team will only go as far as Joe Burrow will take it. And, of course, the Bengals are in the divisional round for the first time in 31 years. You know, we talked about this in Hour 1 with Andy McNamara, just the importance, the value of the offensive line. They have got to be able to protect Burrow.
Yeah, they have to. And you mentioned it. He's been sacked 51 times during the course of the season. And that is something that the Bengals need to adjust to and get a better offensive line. They have all the pieces around Joe Burrow. They just need to upgrade that offensive line. I think that's going to be a focus for them this offseason. But when you have the talent that Joe Burrow does, you can offset some of that. They've won this many games, have gotten this far with the offensive line that's brought them this year. And he, I'm sure he trusts those guys, even though we look at the numbers and say, oh, they need better. I'm sure you trust those guys, and they'll go out and perform.
It's been an amazing run for the Bengals. Talk to me about the Titans. What's been the key to their success this season?
They've been consistent, I think, is the key to their success. Derrick Henry goes down early in the season. You know, they lost a few games here and there, but as far as the running game, they were able to sub in and just keep on going. Ryan Tannehill had a couple bad games, but for the most part, he is very consistent. They've had a lot of injuries, and they've just stayed the course. Their defense has played well all year. The Titans are a good team. I just don't think they have what it takes right now to get over the hump and beat the Bengals.
Okay, there's eight teams standing. Who is poised to win it all this year?
I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs
have figured out their defense. The offense, obviously, is a superpower. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Our divisional round coverage continues. Coming up next, Dallas Cowboy great Cliff Harris, right after this quick timeout.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Mark it down. Join us every Saturday, 10 to 12 Eastern Time, and you can listen to us on our network. And our NFL postseason coverage continues after the Super Wild Card Weekend. You know what? Really wasn't so super, especially if you are a Dallas Cowboy fan like myself. So we are thrilled to have back with us. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer and a Dallas Cowboy great, one of our favorites, and that is Cliff Harris. Cliff, I had to call on you and check on you. How are you doing?
Doing great, Alyssa. Thank you very much. I'm kind of disappointed that the Cowboys got knocked out of the playoffs. I've been predicting all year they're going to the Super Bowl. And at times they looked like they could. They certainly didn't this past weekend. I went to the game, actually, and it was a disappointing, exciting, but disappointing ending.
Cliff, you know, as a result, the Cowboys underachieved this season. Very disappointing. What's your assessment of how things ultimately played out?
They showed a lack of discipline. You know, one of the things that, you know, of a good team is don't make mistakes at critical times. And it just looked like what was happening in that game was that at just at the wrong time, someone would jump offside, someone would hold, and they just didn't have a lot of discipline. And
too many penalties.
Too many penalties, yeah. And, you know, at the critical time, they get a long run or a long pass. And on defense, when they would stop them. And I know that comes from strict rules and training. And well, that was one of the things that was pointed out to us so severely that, you know, you've got to be disciplined. You can't make amateur mistakes, and that's what it looked like to me. There were just so many mistakes, and I kind of think that they, except for the last drive in the last quarter, they kind of lost their steam. They didn't come out really strong, and then at the very end, they began to not have the intensity that they need to win,
yeah.
I don't think.
Dallas Cowboy great, Pro Football Hall of Famer. He is a legend. Cliff Harris back with us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. We are recapping the 49ers and the Cowboys. The 49ers certainly were in command and control for most of the game heading into that fourth quarter, and then the dramatic turn and the impressive comeback. But the Cowboys fall short on that final drive at San Francisco's 24-yard line. And so, I mean, should Cowboy fans be upset about just the team's play calling?
Cullen has done such a good job all year and come up with some really creative, Cullen Moore, just come up with some really creative plays that looked really impressive and at the right times and made all the right calls. And I think that the play design, a couple of things about that. I mean, the play design, they did have some very exotic and great, really great plays that he had designed and that they had run and were very successful in the games. But I mean, when you've got guys that you're paying a lot of money to, like Ezekiel Elliott,
yeah,
and you know, ends up with 20 yards, 40 yards in a game. I mean, my gosh, I mean, how in the world you pay this guy all this money and I know that it
yeah.
went and then he doesn't make any yardage. Is that play design, or is that just because they want overpaid Zeke, or are teams really loading up to stop him? But I don't think so. I just think that I just haven't seen any explosiveness in him and like we did in his early years.
Cliff Harris joining us for just a few minutes here at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. We know him well. He is a Cowboy legend, a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And so my final question for you is, I mean, the Cowboys in the offseason, obviously several areas they need to improve upon. What do you think, Cliff, should be the top priority?
You know, the defense was playing really well during the year, and I really like that. I think that one of the top things that they need to improve on, and the passing game was looking good. I mean, some games that were really on, I think that they need to focus and try to become a more consistent team and that comes out ready and prepared at every game, because sometimes they would come out and, you know, and just blow teams out, and then the next time you would see a different team come out. And so there needs to be consistency built into the Cowboys and of course, discipline, too. I mean, you can't make critical mistakes and make that a focus, critical mistakes at critical times in the game and make that a focus and a real focus for next season.
Mm-hmm. All eyes will be on the Cowboys 2022. We'll see how this all comes together at the start of next year. And of course, Cliff, enjoy all the divisional round games today. Who do you have your eye on?
The 49ers, boy, I like Garoppolo. I'm not going to pull for anyone. I'm pulling for the Cowboys, but I think the 49ers could win it. You know?
Yeah, the 49ers at the Packers, 8:15 kickoff later tonight. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is going to get a chance to beat the one team he hasn't been able to knock off in the playoffs. Did you know? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, 0-3 all-time in the postseason against the 49ers. Our very special guest that's been joining us, Dallas Cowboy great. We always love when he's on the show, and that is Cliff Harris. Cliff, you stay safe, and we look forward to another conversation here real soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa. I always enjoy visiting with you.
You bet. Stick around for coming your way. Sports Map Radio Network rolls on here in Hour 2.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back. And Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time to tee it up. We're going to go inside the ropes and always delighted to have back with us from Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. He is the co-host of Katrick and McGinnis on Tap. Always one of our favorite guys from the great state of Georgia, an Emmy Award winner. And that is Brian Katrick. Happy New Year, Brian.
And a happy New Year to you, Alyssa. I've been on the show before. I've been lucky enough. And
aww,
it's been the Big E Sports Show, but I never realized that you were Big E. I didn't know I could call you Big E. I don't think I can bring myself to do it.
Yeah, I'm not Elvin Hayes, but that's my nickname, my moniker for my playing days on the court. It's all good.
I like it, Big E.
All right, well, listen, we've got a lot to get into because it's been a very busy 2022 on the golf calendar. And we want to get your early impressions from what we have seen so far. Obviously, a lot of low-scoring rounds. And how about Cam Smith when he smashes that scoring record in Hawaii? What were your takeaways? What a great way to set the tone in 2022.
Well, Matt Jones and John Rahm also broke the scoring
record.
That's my takeaway, is that two other guys did the same thing, but then one other guy beat them. So that's what happens when there's just no wind and the conditions are perfect in Hawaii. And we've always said things like that. You still don't expect scoring records to happen, but that's what happened when Ernie Els did it. So you just knew eventually the weather was going to come around, and you hope that week somebody has got their best game. And in this case, three guys brought it and were able to get past his mark. So I can't say it was a surprise. It's always fun to see. I mean, these are records. That's an all-time scoring record right there. So you don't see that very often, but it was the perfect scenario for it. And honestly, I hope they get it again next year at the Tournament of Champions because I want to see them try to track it down.
Yeah. You know, I think about John Rahm. You bring him up. Just how frustrating would that be for him? Here he is in the hunt. And he fired, what was it, on the third round, a 61. finishes 33 under, as you mentioned, but he doesn't take home the trophy at the Century Tournament of Champions.
I guess if you got to lose, you know the game well enough, Big E. You know the game well enough.
Okay, Brian.
You're not going to win all the time. You're not going to win very often, and even as the number one player in the world. So if there's some sort of consolation you can take with you, that's awful nice. And for John Rahm, that consolation was, hey, I went lower than anybody else has ever gone, except for one guy, and I happen to be playing that guy. So you got to feel pretty good. Once again, John Rahm had some new equipment in the bag. He is he's not afraid to pull the string. In this case, it was a new driver. Last year, it was all new clubs. I talked to Bill Steins, who played with him. Bill Steins was the director of golf out there when, at the golf course that John Rahm was a member at out there in Scottsdale. And Bill said, I was on the range with him that morning when he was pulling the plastic off the irons, and he went and shot 59.
Crazy.
So John Rahm can do it. You know, he doesn't need. He's not afraid of changing equipment. We know how good his best is. He is a fun number one player in the world to watch.
Well, John is. He is currently world number one, but there obviously has been a lot of talk about that perhaps he is underrated or underappreciated. What say you, Brian?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one. I haven't heard that talk, to be honest with you. I haven't thought of, there's not too many world number ones, especially with major championships, that are underappreciated. I think that's in John's hands. If he wants to say that, and I haven't heard him say that, but if he wants to say that, well, then you know what? We've got a major coming up in April. Go knock on the door of that one. We got another one in May, another one in June, another one in July.
Yeah.
So there's your chances. And by the way, if you're really chomping at the bit, you can kick things off at the Players in March and not even wait that long. So he'll have his chances. If he feels underappreciated, if folks that are just standing by are wondering, you know, why would he feel unappreciated, or they're not appreciating him, well, you know, he has won major, and Tiger changed this, the way we measure this game, and we measure it in major championships. He's got one, and it's very early. That's awesome. He may not have gotten one. He might end his career with one. He might get to 10. Who knows what he's got? But he's got one right now, and so you compare him to other world number ones that had more than one, and, you know, he may not stack up. But I can't imagine John Rahm getting caught up in that.
Well, John Rahm, the good news is he is playing this weekend at the American Express, the first time since 2019. We certainly have our eye on him. You know, we're talking about the low scoring in rounds, which, you know, kind of opens up the discussion and leads me to, do you think golf needs to change at the highest level? Or was it just simply, it was Hawaii, perfect conditions, pristine conditions, and that's why they were able to get these type of results?
So here's the problem, Alyssa, is that I'm not connecting those two dots. We're always going to have those one-off weeks, and you shouldn't panic on the one-off weeks, especially on that golf course. You know, they played the ball up for the first two rounds. They were able to pick the ball up.
Yeah.
The putting surfaces were perfect. We told you there's no wind. So if these guys can't set records under those conditions, there's a problem. I didn't even look for the panic button that week. That said, I do think that hitting, I agree with the USGA and the RNA when they say specifically that hitting distance is too important of a skill. You have two sons that play this game at a very high level, and they hit the living crap out of the ball. And that's great. That should be a skill. That's a very important skill, but right now it's too important. You know, I'm back there hitting 7-wood in some of the greens that Steven's hitting pitching wedge into, and that's too hard, you know. And if we somehow both miss the green, I'll go wedge for wedge with him all day long, and then hopefully can make some sort of a putt, because I'm decent with that too. But the advantage that's gained with the hitting distance is too important right now. You need to work on the other things, and I'm not picking on your kids because I know they work on everything.
Yeah.
But right now, the most important thing is go hit it forever, because you'll get more out of that skill than you will out of any other. And that's what the governing bodies don't like, and I'm completely with.
He is back with us, SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, a daily satellite radio show, Catrick and McGinnis on tap, Monday through Friday, and that is Brian Catrick. You just mentioned golf's governing body. Well, they took a small step in limiting distance in the pro game last fall with that new rule to limit the driver length. Is this a good thing?
You look no further than this young South African that's playing this week. That's 6'10".
6'10", yeah.
Right? Yeah, 6'10". And by the way, your kids are going to be close to that. How tall is Steven now?
You know what? He's a late bloomer. He is now 6'3". But literally like 5 years ago, I mean, he was, 5'7"?
Yeah, I remember seeing him in Columbus, and he was the same size as everybody else.
Yeah,
as
a Southeastern.
Well, that isn't. Yeah, that's not going to be the case forever. But, you know, see, you look at a guy that's 6'10 and say, or 46 inches is all you get, that doesn't seem fair. This one seemed to come out of the blue to me. Now, I understand they were trying to draw a line where there hasn't been, you know, there's been a couple of lines, but they wanted to get somewhere first before the players got there, and then you get viewed as taking something away. So, look, how many 6'10 guys are there going to be? Well, there aren't going to be too many. And, oh, by the way, the 6'10 guys are going to hit it forever anyway. That said, I don't like taking that away. This one just seemed a little random to me. But the best part about what they did with this is that it's only the highest levels of the game. If you're listening to this and you've got a club championship coming up, first of all, God bless you for having good enough weather for that. I want to know what club you're at, because I'm ready to play something right now. And I usually
it's pretty
like
cold in
August.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, but This rule doesn't apply to you. This rule doesn't apply to most people. This whole rule only applies in competition when it's put in play, and I think that's the most important thing that's gone on in the last few years with the rules.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Would love to connect with you, always live, online, many different platforms and ways. You can join us on Twitter, at eRadio Sports Info, at eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com, and Brian Catrick from SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, our special guest. Brian, connect with our audience. Where can they listen to you online?
Online? That's a great question. I'll be on PGA Tour Live coming up here in a couple of weeks doing AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am and the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Our show, Catrick and McGinnis on Tap, is not actually available online. Although, if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, you can get it on the app. And the
24/7.
App is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to it anytime. And you know, it's funny. Every once in a while, and I know this happens to you, I'll get a phone call or a text from somebody that wants to argue with something that I just said, except that it's Sunday morning and I haven't been on for a couple of days. I didn't just say it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wow. Well, listen, we are short on time. Another guy I do want to shine the spotlight on who has certainly set the tone, and that is Hideki Matsuyama. What about that incredible shot at the Sony Open in the playoff? He goes on to win his eighth PGA Tour tournament. You know, you covered him at the Masters last year. I mean, what do you appreciate the most about Hideki?
His best might be in front of him, Alyssa, I'll be honest with you. We may not have seen his best golf yet. Because remember, he doesn't always putt well, and that's a three-wood shot that he'll never forget. That's the type of shot that keeps a club in the bag for 10 years. Mm-hmm. That was unbelievable.
Big-time players hit big-time shots, and they embrace the pressure, and I think that certainly says a lot about him.
Yeah, and it's well said right there. And I feel bad for Russell Henley, who had the one-shot lead. You're coming to a birdieable hole. You thought you had it, and, you know, it doesn't go the way you thought. And, you know, I feel bad for him. But Hideki Matsuyama is a force, and he is fun to watch.
You know, I mentioned that you called the Masters on PGA Tour Radio, and it certainly always brings out the best, a week that totally changed Hideki's life. You know, has he changed? You were talking about maybe perhaps the putter is not his strongest suit, but what has changed over the past 8 months in his game?
Well, that would have been the type of thing that would have kept you from winning a place at a place like Augusta National. Well, clearly he can put that behind him. Everything else, you know, Hideki's very private. We don't know. John McGinnis, my partner on PGA Tour Radio, famously asked one of the folks in Hideki's entourage once, hey, does he speak much English? This is very early on in his career.
Yeah.
And she said, very humorously, she said, no, but he doesn't speak much Japanese either. he doesn't give too much away outside of his inner circle. So I don't know what that win did for him. We just have to guess. But you know, you can't say that you were a bad putter. Not too many bad putters
have won at Augusta National. So I think again, Hideki, look out in front of him. He's on the move.
So much fun to highlight so many of these young stars on the PGA Tour. Our very special guest has been Brian Katrick, SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, one of the golden voices in our business. Thank you, Brian. We always appreciate you carving out some time.
Happy to do it. Thanks for asking.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back on this Saturday morning. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. In our next segment, we're going to shine the spotlight on the importance of club fitting and answer all the common club fitting questions. It is that time of year to make some changes and upgrade the golf bag. We are so thrilled to have back with us, always one of our favorites. He is the CEO of MK Golf Technologies in San Antonio, Texas, the master fitter and truly one of the best in the business. Happy New Year, Mark Valier. Good to have you back.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me back on. I love doing this.
Well, we love having you on the program, and we're always excited to take a deep dive into club fitting and to figure out what all our listeners need in their bag. But I tell you what, Mark, it has been a while since we've had an opportunity to catch up. So how is golf in San Antonio, and how have you guys been doing during this pandemic?
Well, you know, nobody really knew what to expect when, you know, COVID first hit and everything started shutting down, but we kind of lost about 2 months of business. I guess it was like March, April of 20, and things just really kind of went south. And real quickly, you know, the only thing that was going to be open was the golf courses. And initially, they were all open locally, and then once COVID started kind of becoming more of a everyday thought. The leaders, you know, got more nervous and they started shutting down the golf course. So the golf course at San Antonio got shut down for about a week until people figured out that, well, you're outside and, you know, so we're going to make all these changes, you know, don't touch the flag. We're going to put these little sponge rollers in the hole so you don't have to worry about getting your ball out of the hole. And, you know, and all these things started happening. And then all of a sudden the golf business just went nuts. I mean, we were just like slammed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so May through December of 20, we were busy the entire time doing 8 to 10 fittings a day, people buying equipment. And then, you know, all of a sudden we started dealing with equipment shortages, which was really kind of an unexpected thing. Some of the companies didn't plan very well. But currently things are, I would say they're not back to normal from an equipment perspective, like availability, but they're getting better and better every day. So the equipment manufacturers have tried really hard to, you know, to get product. And, you know, of course this is a worldwide thing. So, you know, labor shortages everywhere and COVID issues everywhere and manufacturing shut down. And so, well, we got through it. I mean, we did really, really well. We had our best year in 20 and we had a better year in 21. So
nice.
Things haven't slowed down. And, you know, we've been asked this question, well, how long do you think this is going to last? Well, I don't think it's actually really going to go away. I think the longevity of the golf boom is going to last into the future because people have figured out that they don't necessarily have to be in an office cubicle all day long to be answering emails. You know, with the technology today, you can kind of be at home. So we've had customers that have told us, so I get up at 6, I work till noon, then I go play golf, and then I go pick up my kids from school. So that's kind of the narrative that people are dealing with, and I think it's worked out really well for golf. So, I mean, my take, is if you're in the golf business and you're not making money right now, you must be asleep.
Mm-hmm. So. He is the CEO of MK Golf Technologies in San Antonio. You got to check him out. Mark Valier, our very special guest at Sports Map Radio Network on this Saturday morning. Here we are talking about the booming in popularity with the game of golf. And it's been difficult because obviously customers don't like waiting. But Mark, provide some guidance. I mean, what do you do as a golfer so that you can stay ahead of your game? Because you want good wedges too, right?
Right. Well, right now, you have to have an open mind with equipment. Like I say, some equipment manufacturers are a little bit behind the eight ball with their product lines, but some are better. So when you come in to do a fitting, you know, where you might have a particular idea that you might want this particular brand, they might not be available for months. And you have to decide whether or not you want to wait, you know, that long a time. Or are you willing to go with another brand that is also optimal? Because when we're doing a fitting, we usually come up with two or three brands that kind of seem to fit. And then something kind of usually raises to the top of the heap. And you know, you kind of, well, this was really the best one, but the other ones are like right there. Like we might have somebody that hits a new driver 20 yards further than their previous driver, but two or three other brands might be just like 2 or 3 yards behind it. So, you know, I look at it like, well, what's a couple of yards if you can get your equipment today? So that's what I suggest people have, really an open mind and understand that they may wait for quite a while. And you know, we've refunded a few people. I mean, that thought they were going to get their clubs in a couple of months and then they're not there and they get a little tired of waiting. So we give them the option, hey, we can refund your money and you can come back later, or you can go see if you can find them. The problem is, if we can't get them, you can't get them. Yeah. So we're a top company, and you know, we just know that if they're not available to us, they're probably not available anywhere. Unless you go buy something that's used, you know, that's similar to what we've done, which it's kind of a waste of time to do a fitting if you're going to do that. But
MK Golf Technologies, Mark Valier, our special guest, Sports Map Radio Network. And so for all of our listeners, our golf aficionados tuning in this morning, take us through the process. You know, what are some of the questions you're asking your client? What is that experience like when you go to MK Golf?
Well, we do a little bit of an interview. We have a little bit of an interview process online when they fill out the application to come see us or schedule it. So when somebody comes in, I kind of want to kind of delve into their golf DNA and want to know how often they play, where they play, how competitive they are, whether they're a cigar smoker, beer drinker type guy that just wants to be outside with their
Mark.
Buddies.
Yeah.
Are they serious about their game and want to play their best and be the guy at the end of the round that wins all the money from their friends. So we ask a lot of questions about, we look at their equipment, we analyze their equipment to see whether it fits them. Currently, we do a measurement on the customer when they come in and see about where they would fall with length of club and so forth. We look at their age to see if they're, you know, obviously age, if they're young and strong, you know, and we ask about the handicap and, you know, we just ask a number of questions to kind of give us a little bit of a profile of their golf DNA.
Uh-huh.
And then once I get that information, then I start pulling heads that seem to fit their profile. And then the shafts and the length of the shaft. And so we put them together and we have them start hitting balls. And I always start with their club to get some base data. And then once I get some base data of 7 or 10 shots, then we'll start hitting other brands. And then once we get 4 or 5 brands deep into the fitting, then we'll do a little bit of an analysis and show them which clubs are making the change. So that's kind of the general process. There's a little bit more to it than that.
He is the master fitter, master builder, the CEO of MK Golf Technologies in San Antonio. Our special guest that's been with us is Mark Valier. Mark, connect with our audience. Where can they go online to fill out that profile if they want to schedule a club fitting?
Well, we have a website like most people today, and it's mkgolftech.com, www, if you want to put that in there. I guess sometimes you don't have to. But
yeah.
We have a scheduling system on there that you can sign up for a fitting. We have a list of items, you know, full bag fittings all the way down to putter fittings. We have fittings for junior golfers that we don't charge a fee for because we feel like the parents are going to come back and see us multiple times as the junior golfer grows from 6 or 7 years old with a short set of clubs and very lightweight to high school players that are playing at the highest level, getting ready to go off to college. And then we work with college players as well. We have a continuing base, and it's been very, very rewarding. A lady came to me recently from Midland, Texas for me to do a fitting, and she said to me, she said, you know, you don't know how well-known you are. And I kind of like, well, I really don't look at it that way. Uh-huh. I mean, I have a business that I run, and we started it a long time ago. And
yeah.
I'm just trying to help people get better at golf. And we sort of teach to fit. I mean, if somebody comes in with a bad grip and they're hitting a slice and they don't want to hit that slice, we're not trying to become their instructor, but we offer information to them to help them understand more of the correct way to hold a club or address the ball or, you know, why a ball goes to the right or, you know, why it goes to the left, why you hit a slice, why you hit a draw. So we give information like that, and we're very helpful with people that need a little bit of guidance with the overall, picture of the swing and how the golf ball reacts to the club.
The conversation continues with Mark Valier after this quick timeout.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. SportsMap Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Right now, let's go back inside the huddle with Mark Valier. We only have time for about one more question. And of course, it's all about distance these days. So let's highlight some of the game-changing drivers. What is the hottest driver right now on the market?
Well, so we've got all the new ones. We've tested all the new ones. We usually get – I've got some guys that work for me that are very good golfers. And so we always get out the new heads and do a test. We use GC Quad, a four-camera system, so we really trust it. And so the new Stealth – TaylorMade and the new Callaway Rogue are the two main new ones right now. And against all the other ones like the G425 and TSI, right now looks like the Callaway has a little bit of ball speed edge on the Stealth. That was with one player, one evaluation at one time. But I will tell you this, it depends on who's hitting the ball. You know, the tempo and the timing and the attack angle, you know. So a few miles an hour ball speed with one club, you could get 10 people in there. And I would say that generally two or three are going to leave with the same club. Two or three are going to leave with a different club. And then two or three are going to leave with another club. So it's never one driver that will always be the leader of the pack. It just kind of depends on what you're looking for. Like Callaway's got a great sound to me. The Callaway driver may not have a great sound to you. The ping driver has a little bit of a pingy sound at impact. Doesn't seem to bother me any, but it seems to bother some. Stealth driver with the new red face. We've had some people say that they don't like the way that looks, and some people love the way it looks. So it's just all over the map. And there's no one thing that fits everybody, and that's really a good thing. So I tell people this: if you belong to a club, and they're gonna have a demo day, and only one manufacturer is gonna show up for the demo day, I wouldn't go. Because if you're just going to hit one club against your club,
yeah,
against your current set.
Good point.
The new club is probably going to work, and you're going to end up buying that club. But you didn't test a Mizuno. You didn't test a Titleist. You didn't test a Callaway. You know, you didn't test the Ping. So you're doing yourself a little bit of a disservice, unless you just want that brand, you know. So I always encourage people to go to demo days and, go to PGA Superstore. Look at all of them. I mean, you know, you're a shopper. I mean, you know, hey, go to Gadden Watts. Go to Golf Galaxy. Go to Dick's. You know, go to all of them. We sell the product for the same price that they do. And, you know, there's some companies out there that do a little bit of an upcharge. Everybody's in business having money, no harm, no foul. But the manufacturers have pricing set, and we sell it for the same price. The only time you're going to incur an increase in price is if you're trying to buy something that isn't offered by the OEM as a stock item. Typically, there's an upcharge for that. But most people fit into the stock products. I would say the OEMs know what they're doing. You know, there's a large group of engineers that are and physicists that are very, very smart people, and they know what they're doing. And I'm not trying to circumvent that. I'm not going to try to sell them, you know, a club that's an off brand just because it's cheaper. Because you got to give if the PGA Tour guys aren't doing it, then you shouldn't be doing it. That's kind of a thought process I have.
MK Golf Technologies in San Antonio, our very special guest, has been the CEO. He's a master fitter, master builder. Mark Valier, Mr. Kurt, Dustin, and Jamie, they will get you ready for the spring season. Thank you so much, Mark. A true pleasure having you on the program this morning. It's good to have you back.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. A big thank you to all of our amazing guests and our lineup and my producer joining me this week, John Belmar. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.
All right. Remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.